rushing touchdown today for Daniel Jones, and the Colts are pouring it on against the Dolphins.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, the great Andrew Catalan on the call on CBS. Catalan. Catalan. As the Colts just railroad the Miami Dolphins. Just as an aside, I don't know if anyone saw it earlier today, and if you didn't, I'm about to tell you what it was. The Miami Dolphins tied an NFL record today. That's right. They tied an NFL record today. When it was announced by linebacker Jordan Brooks that the team held a players-only meeting after week one. I can't imagine there's ever been a players-only meeting before week one. So this is, they tied the NFL record. One game in the books. We got to kick the coaches out of here and take control of this ourselves. After one game. But this is not a Miami Dolphins conversation for right now. For now, we talk about the Indianapolis Colts. The 1-0 Indianapolis Colts. The Danny Dimes-led Indianapolis Colts. The Lou Anarumo defensive coordinated Indianapolis Colts. As they welcome in Sean Payton, Bo Nix, and the 1-0 Denver Broncos. For as impressive as the Colts looked last week in dominating the Miami Dolphins, the Denver Broncos, while, and like, I didn't bet the game, I don't care. So I had no skin in the game. If you bet the Titans last week, you should be playing Powerball this week. Because the Broncos absolutely should have covered. I don't care. I didn't bet either side. I'm just saying. Like, the Broncos should have covered despite playing terribly on offense in the game. So, look, Denver won the game, but the Broncos were not, like, you didn't walk away from that being, like, a 98 when they started and won all those games before losing to Kent Graham, Amani Toomer, and my New York Football Giants. Just wanted to say that because I really liked that game when I watched it when I was 15 years old. It was really awesome. Kent Graham to Amani Toomer to knock off the then undefeated Denver Broncos. Denver got the win, but Denver did not look good in victory. And I think it's forced a lot of people who are anti-Colts coming into the year, myself included, to kind of, you know, maybe second guess this a little bit and think about it, right? Because a couple of things are true. Shane Steichen is a pretty good coach, right? 2 years ago, he almost won an AFC South championship with Gardner Minshew as his quarterback. That's a thing that happened. I think Shane Steichen is a pretty good play caller. So I don't dislike Shane Steichen as a head coach. I think that the Anthony Richardson draft pick has been the albatross slung around this organization's collective neck for a couple years now. So I kind of like Shane Steichen. And something else that I said a lot this offseason, and it's one of the reasons why I was bummed that Daniel Jones was chosen to play quarterback. I like this roster. That's not me saying after they won in week one by 25 and looked good. I said it all summer. The roster's pretty good for the Colts. Just, can you get anything out of the quarterback position? And the reason why I wanted Richardson to win the job is because he's got a ceiling, right? He's got untapped upside. And maybe he actually doesn't. And maybe he'll never get there, but my thought was, like, if he wins the job and, like, and he's got his head screwed on straight, like, maybe this is going to be awesome. As it turns out, you know, he misses a check on the first play of preseason, basically, and gets hurt, and that's the end. And Daniel Jones gets announced as the quarterback. And I'm like, I watched Daniel Jones for years with the Giants. He has no ceiling. He looked pretty good last week. And if Daniel Jones can be average, the Colts play in a bad division. Could they potentially contend for a wild card spot in the AFC or even a division championship? And where I come down on that as it concerns this game, while acknowledging that the Broncos, a team that I loved this offseason, did not look good this past Sunday, I loved what Sean Payton had to say after this game. in the aftermath of the Broncos 20-12 win over the Tennessee Titans. I'm actually going to read this quote from Sean Payton, who is kind of like notoriously, look at how smart I am. Like, let me show the world that I'm the most intelligent. Like, think about, like, when they drafted Bo Nix and he did that press conference basically being like, yeah, like, we baited the Vikings into trading up for J.J. McCarthy. Ha, 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 losers. You don't even play in the same conference. Like, who cares? But Sean Payton can't help himself. So consider, like, how we think about Sean Payton in that perspective, and then consider what Sean Payton said in the aftermath of the game. Quote, I don't know how many games I've called, meaning, like, as the offensive play caller. I don't know how many games I've called, but that's one of them where I came away saying, I have to be better. I love that from Sean Payton. I love it. And Sean Payton's not like a Kevin O'Connell type. J.J. McCarthy could have thrown 9 interceptions if Kevin O'Connell after the game would have been like, I called all the bad plays. It's my fault. Like, Sean Payton, like, look at what he did to Russell Wilson. And it's not apples to apples, given that Bo Nix is his guy. But Sean Payton, if it were Bo Nix's fault, would probably throw Bo under the bus, right? Beep, beep, beep. Come on. I am expecting, as someone, and I have some Broncos bias coming in from the offseason here, and I acknowledge that that could be kind of clouding my opinion here, but I think I'm going to be right. I think we get a way better Bo Nix performance and a way better Broncos offense performance. And the idea that Bo Nix is like regressed all of a sudden, like I know like it was not good. He did not play well on Sunday. He literally started a playoff game this year as a rookie, like this calendar year, like last season, this calendar year in January in Buffalo, and they were up 7-0 in the game. They didn't win. I'm just saying, though, like he does not suck. Like he doesn't suck. You might not like him, but he doesn't suck. Watch him suck now on Sunday. I don't think he's going to. That's one reason why I'll be on the side of the Denver Broncos here. And the other, to wrap up the point on Indianapolis, and I will be far from the only person to say it, and I do think this is setting up to be a pros versus Joes game as far as bets go, where my guess is, and I've talked to some people this week, that a bunch of like professional types will like Indianapolis in the game. And Joe public types will like the Denver Broncos. I've said all my life, I love my first name. Nick. Great name. But if I had to have a different first name, call me Joe. The Denver Broncos defense is going to do something to Daniel Jones that if I texted it to people, I would laugh because it's funny. But I can't say on a family-friendly show. They are going to destroy Daniel Jones. Patrick Surtain is going to erase half the field, and that defensive front is going to get after that ass. I love the Denver Broncos on Sunday on the road in Indianapolis. You better you bet on this Thursday. Okay, we have not talked a lot this week because the team played on Monday night about the Lions and the Bears. Oh my, Sunday in Detroit. I do a weekly radio and television spot in Chicago on both 670 The Score in Chicago, or as Molly from Molly and Hall on 670 The Score says, 670 The Score! He's the best. I do a spot on Molly and Haw, and they're simulcast on the Chicago Sports Network. So the radio TV hit. This was my way of bragging that I'm on television on Thursday morning. You're welcome. So I know I'm going to do that hit this morning, and I wake up early this morning, as I always do. Not because I want to, but because I have a young daughter. And I'm thinking about the game, because I know I have, they're going to, like that, the point of that spot. Just like when I go on in Cleveland, they want to ask me about the Browns game. I'm going to have to talk about the Bears game, and I want to sound really smart when I talk about it, even if I'm going to be wrong on my prediction. So I spent a lot of time this morning thinking about the Bears and the Lions as Ben Johnson returns to Detroit to face his old pal Dan Campbell coming off the Bears' loss on Monday night and the Lions' embarrassment last Sunday at Lambeau Field. Now, a lot's being made of Chicago's injury situation, right? We don't know if Kyler Gordon's going to play. And Bill Zimmerman, just correct me here if I'm wrong in the chat because you've been on top of this. I don't believe Kyler Gordon or Grady Jarrett practiced today for Chicago. And that's obviously not great. Yeah, that's right. They both didn't practice today. Maybe they'll practice tomorrow. Kyler Gordon's got a hamstring. That's bad news. Grady Jarrett's getting a little long in the tooth. He's important in the middle of that defensive line. But Jalen Johnson looks like he's going to play. And TJ Edwards looks like he's going to play. And for Detroit, and we're keeping an eye out for the Lions injury report today, and thank you very much. Like, I got to tell you, this is why this crew is the best. Femi just types in for me. That's exactly the information I wanted. Taylor Decker did not practice today for the Lions for the second consecutive day. While Penei Sewell gets all the attention for being a stud left tackle, Taylor Decker is a stud right tackle and has been for years for the Lions. And then consider that the interior of this Lions offensive line that we talked a lot about this summer with Glasgow and Mahogany and Tate Ratledge did not fare well in the opener against the Green Bay Packers. And I'm not insinuating that the Bears' defensive front is Green Bay's defensive front. Like, it's not. Like, one has Micah Parsons and the other doesn't. But where I want to come down on this game, and this is how I want to think about it, because I think if you asked a bunch of NFL fans, hey, who's going to win this game? Well, the Lions are going to kill them. Like, Dan Campbell wants to beat Ben Johnson, and the Lions are smarting off of that loss, and it's a short week for the Bears, and Caleb Williams stinks. I said all offseason, and I think it's true, and I think that most people actually agree with this. Not everybody, but I think most. The NFC North is loaded. And you could have made the case before the season started, all four teams could be playoff teams. And maybe you can't say the second part of this after the Packers got Parsons. All four teams can maybe come in last. Like, they're all good. I do think the Lions are better than the Bears. I do think that. Do I think they're 6 or 6.5 points better at home? I don't. I don't think so. I don't. So we're going to wait until tomorrow. We're going to see this final injury report. And if it's what it is now or better, bear down. I'll take the Bears plus the points on Sunday in Motown. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We started. Femi Abebefe has got things to run by me in the world of sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.